somehow, Half Past Sheev returned.
We're back.
We are fucking back.
We fucking did it. We finally, years in the making.
Literally, we've returned. Like, hey, 4 years.
Hey, we did it.
We did it.
Ladies,
Dory Explore, we did it. We did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Half Past Sheev podcast.
Half
of the past of the Sheev. If you're new here, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. I'm Frank. This is Mike.
Yo.
As you guys can tell, I mean, Half Past Sheev, we got the Emperor in the picture. It's our name. We talk a lot about Star Wars, movies, video games, kind of just whatever we want to. Whatever the hell we want to talk about.
Yeah, basically. Life in general? I mean, fuck it.
Yeah, that's right. We originally started the podcast back in January of 2020.
Yeah, that was a fucking time to start a podcast. What a fucking
time. We pretty much, I think we dropped weekly episodes pretty much throughout 2020, pretty much. I think we kind of... We kind of got... We were
lazy at some point. Yeah.
Life happened, man. We stalled out at the end.
Yeah.
Life just started getting real busy right about then.
Well, and part of it too is like for me, like a lot of people, you know, when 2020 hit, it's like kind of have like mini vacation a little bit.
Yes.
Like nobody, we're like not working. It's like for me, it was like, you're still fucking working.
Dude,
like,
oh my great. God. Yeah.
So yeah, I got busy.
Yeah. No, for me, I was chilling. Yeah. I actually got laid off. So
I was going to say lucky, except being laid off fucking sucks. So
right.
I guess it wasn't a walk in the park for everybody, but still fucking horrible.
But it, you know, that's like kind of an appeal to the podcast too, besides our topics. And if you like what we talk about, I mean, just go read our episode titles. We have 23 episodes and we have a May the 4th special episode out. So we have plenty of, if you listen to this and you like what we got to say, hey, we got a bunch of more content for you to listen. Mike and Frank.
Even better.
Sheeving it up.
4 years ago. So you get to hear what we thought about whatever the fuck we're going to talk about now, but like what we thought during COVID.
That's right. Our opinions are probably so much different now,
so
too.
Different.
Oh my God. But hey, we're back. Episode 24.
That's right.
Finally. 2024, episode 24.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
Next year we'll do like, episode 25.
Right. Like 3 years later, dude, pretty much,
almost
right?
Like four, yeah, oh, yeah, I guess true. Yeah, it was like November-ish of 2020.
It was,
so.
Dude, it was, oh my God, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a fucking while, dude.
We got this 12-year age Japanese whiskey right
Yamazaki
here, too.
12, baby.
Shit, powering
Suntory
the podcast,
still
man.
Powering the podcast.
Hey, you gotta listen to previous episodes. You get that reference.
They should add that
they
in.
They should fucking
should be
sponsor
like,
us.
Powering podcast since 2020.
But yeah, I mean, maybe we should reintroduce ourselves for, I mean, majority of the people listening are going to be new listeners. So,
yeah.
I mean, go ahead. You introduce yourself
hey,
a little
what
bit.
What about our longstanding fans have been waiting for 4 years
yeah,
for
right?
this podcast.
Yeah, right? All like 20 of you guys.
You're out
we
there.
We love you.
We love you. Don't leave us.
Don't leave us. You know, I do kind of want to say, if you listen back to the previous episodes, one of the early episodes we made a joke of, we had when we first uploaded this podcast, we used Anchor and it gave us this ad. So if you listen to like previous episodes, it'll have like an ad in the middle. And we made a little bit of money off the like each view we got. And we made a joke like, oh, when we make a dollar off the podcast, we're going to buy a bag of hot chips and we're going to eat it. And in the 20th episode, we finally made that dollar, ate the chips. It was funny and all. But in the time that we haven't done the podcast to now, we've made $5.
Hey.
So that's fucking
sweet. And that probably wouldn't even buy us chips anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yay, fucking inflation.
Inflation.
Hey.
For the win, guys.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. But yeah, just talk about yourself, Mike.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you know what? Last time we did the podcast, I was working at, I think, Best Buy.
Yeah. Geek Squad agent.
Definitely.
Certified, by the way.
Certified freak, 7 days a week. Definitely moved up since then.
He's moved on.
Still working
We're
at
going
IT,
places.
But nice. Definitely making a lot more money than at Geek Squad, thank
Fuck
God.
Yeah, love to hear it.
But yeah, I mean, ever since, you know,
IT
the
guy.
Podcast. Been working basically ever since the podcast still. I haven't had any breaks.
He's underplaying it, dude. This guy fucking worked like a slave at Best Buy and Geek Squad during COVID, and then he made it and got some dope IT job. The last few years, he's been
corporate
he's doing
life.
Good.
Corporate world is fucking completely different than the retail world, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Completely different. Like, working with the general public, it's like, sometimes you're just like, how do you survive? Yeah. I mean, obviously IT is different. I mean, not everybody knows about computers, but like,
right.
How do you survive with some of the things, you know? So it's Dude. Like corporate world is like, I'm helping people who Way work better. There. So it's like everybody's in it and it's the same company. It's not like some random Joe Schmo is going to come up to you like,
right.
Can you fix my 11-year-old computer? Like, I know exactly what they're like.
Yeah.
You know.
You know their systems and all that.
Exactly. Right. Right.
So. And everybody's probably way cooler that you work
so
with.
So much more
You
chill.
Work in a way better, like, so much more chill. I mean, we're not going to disclose exactly where we live, but I mean, we live in the I guess, greater
we
Chicago
should tell them
land.
That we live in
yeah.
Little you want to know our address? Arkansas? 4321?
Please come and knock on the door.
New York
I'm Avenue? Lonely. Hang out with me. No, we live in the greater, like, Chicagoland area, I guess you yeah. would say. But he
lives.
Hey, mate, hey. You know, nobody in the Midwest talks like that.
Dude, literally, no, everybody.
You know what,
well,
though?
To be fair, we live
to be fair,
in
yeah.
the Chicago
We live in the Chicago area, which is not the fucking Midwest. It's Midwest. Its own fucking. It's a Chicago. Yeah, it's its own
yeah,
fucking thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Appreciate it.
How
are you feeling being back after fucking being in Tennessee?
That's right. Plot twist. what was it? 2021, December of 2020, I Maybe. Moved to Nashville for a few years.
We should have made it this whole dramatic story. It should have been like, yeah, right. The podcast was going great, yeah. And then Frank had to move.
I was pulled away, kidnapped, and dragged to Tennessee.
Oh my God.
You are a slave, Dave.
Dave Ramsey came after you?
Yeah, Dave Ramsey was my neighbor. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I recently moved back from Nashville in December of this year. Mm. So I've been back a couple months. It's been great. But I mean, Nashville is awesome. It's a really cool city to live in. It's a lot different than the area I've grown up in. The city itself is a certain taste because it's country music, it's drinking, touristy. Cool certain occasions, but it's not like Chicago. Like, you go downtown right. Chicago, there's so much to do. It's so much different. It's also way, way, way bigger, obviously. Mm-hmm. So the city itself isn't the highlight of living there. I feel like the highlight of living there are the little neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And since it is a smaller city, it's kind of like you know everything around, and like I feel like I knew people everywhere, and you could be like, oh, like you could say
it's
something
like
here.
Small town living
vibe,
like,
but
like
a city
life. That's kinda
exactly, it's cool, and like they have a lot of cool neighborhoods. Like East Nashville is awesome. It's a really cool area.
So what, we don't fuck with West Nashville or what?
I actually lived in West Nashville. Well, not like
so
West,
we really don't
Western
fuck with
part
them.
Of Nashville.
they have a bunch of unsavory types there if you live there.
Right. I lived kind of like in between Vanderbilt, which is a big school. Most of the people listening to this probably know what Vanderbilt is. There's another school called Belmont. I lived in between the two of them. There's a lot of really cool areas and even like the suburbs of Nashville.
Lived there any turf wars?
What?
Between Belmont and Vanderbilt?
Oh, yeah.
Any
no,
fights
because
right
Belmont
now,
fucking boys? Sucks compared to Vanderbilt. Oh. Vanderbilt's like this big, prestigious like school, and Belmont's like this small, religious like business school.
Oh, very different. Okay, never
yeah,
mind.
Yeah, way, 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 way different. Well, yeah, I don't know.
War's not needed. One of them's already winning. Gotcha.
Nah, yeah. They already won. They took over the fucking town. But yeah, I mean, it's they have cool suburbs. Like we made a joke about Dave Ramsey. I'm pretty sure him and his crew and even the money dudes, the guys
money
you
guys?
Like,
the money guys,
guys yeah, they all live in like Franklin, Tennessee, which that's pretty cool.
If you guys haven't noticed, we got ourselves into horrible debt over the last 4 years.
Oh, dude, yeah. Yeah, we're
bringing up Dave Ramsey.
Yeah,
the money guys.
I'm currently on baby step number 2, right?
I don't fucking remember, dude. It's funny because I've watched so many of them. I should probably have it ingrained in my memory.
Yeah.
I don't even fucking remember
oh my
what it
God.
Is anymore.
Yeah, life has been rough. I mean, when we first started this podcast, which we just need to stop referencing our older episodes and go on with the future.
Hey, this
but
is a soft reboot.
Soft reboot.
But still mentioning.
Yeah, right.
It's like Hollywood. It's
we're
like
old nostalgic people that have nothing yeah, going on with
like,
their lives
it's
and
like
just
when
keep
Hollywood
talking about the past.
Remakes a movie, they still reference the old one, but it's like nothing like the old one at all. That's basically what's going on.
Oh my God.
You know what you guys wanted the old podcast? Fuck you.
Yeah, right. Anyways,
Sorry, that was, I threw us off.
I'm trying to remember. We've tangent so far from what the fuck. Welcome pretty much to the podcast. Tangent to hell, baby. Pretty much Nashville was cool. I lived there. I mean, something about me is I trained jiu-jitsu. It's like one of my hobbies. I love it. 10th planet jiu-jitsu specifically. But I trained. I did a lot of.
When Where are the other nine planets?
In the sky, in the solar system.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Is Pluto included?
Blue's fucking mine. Nope. Nope. Oh. Wait, technically, because.
I don't know. They keep taking it off and putting it back in.
Yeah, I mean, technically, Pluto was the ninth planet.
When
right?
we were growing up.
Technically.
It was a fucking planet.
Pluto alive.
Fuck you, Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm not going to make that joke.
I'm yeah. kidding. Fuck you, Neil deGrasse.
I actually love you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, it's all right.
But, I mean, I just trained. I just trained a lot. I did a lot of that. I mean, some other things about me is I'm a NASM certified personal trainer.
Do you know what does NASM stand for?
National Academy of Sports Medicine, I believe. National Academy of Sports Medicine. Yeah.
National Academy of Sports Medicine.
I believe so. I could be wrong. Okay. Should I fact check myself?
We have Google at our fingertips, bro.
Literally. Listen to me type. Literally.
You know, that's something that like the Midwest, I guess, or maybe Chicago specifically, has like a difference in saying. Like,
yes,
we don't say literally, we say literally. Like
literally.
D.
With a D? Yeah. Lid. Because like, we got like lids.
Litter? Litter?
We were lids. Litter? Hats?
Oh my god, shut the fuck up. Yeah. The lids? Oh, there's so many of the stores lids around, that's why we fucking
hats.
Say it that way.
We wear hats. Sorry, bad joke.
No. Horrible joke. Continue.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm currently just, I just work at a whatever job right now. I enjoy it. I just deliver, like Italian
not a
goods.
Job
to,
if you're enjoying it, at least.
I like it. I drive around like the Chicago area, the city, sometimes the suburbs. I deliver like Italian foods, like nice meats, nice cheeses, nice vinegars. Steal some money, drop some stuff off some truck. Yeah, I'm just going to stop.
It's walking. He's like, yeah, where's the gabagool?
Come on, collect some checks.
By the way, we are Italian. We can say this.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I deliver that. I'm aspiring to become a firefighter right now. Oh. So, I mean, I guess throughout the podcast, you'll hear my updates about it.
You're becoming a firefighter.
Yep. I've literally done nothing
through
for it, but hopefully I can start school.
Hey, you've researched. That's fucking something,
right? Yeah, right.
Don't put yourself down, man.
I gotta stop doing it. But yeah, I mean, that's us. So you better get used to this because you're gonna hear a lot of us.
Yeah, and get used to tangents because that's like 90% of our podcast.
So. Yeah, we're fucking chaotic.
We have
we're like drama queens. We are so crazy.
We're bad.
We're so bad. Fucking bad, dude.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Oh jeez, Rick.
You know what? I guess we could start. We should just start with Star Wars. We should just kind of talk about
almost
the status
like we're a Star
of,
Wars podcast.
Yeah, right.
As it originally started.
where is Star Wars now, man? Like, God, like
it's been.
I
like,
mean,
it's there, but like, is it?
Nah, I don't know.
I feel like the spirit of Star Wars kind of left a while ago.
It's tough. I mean, we started this again, bringing it back to the start, but we started this right after the sequel trilogy. Wrapped up.
I think that's kind of kind of caused this to go on.
I mean,
I'm sad to say I haven't even watched some of the newest Star Wars stuff that's been put out.
Yeah, it's tough.
Fuck, realized that. I haven't watched Ahsoka.
I haven't watched Mandalorian.
I watched like
holy shit
four episodes of Mandalorian.
Don't hate us. Don't hate
three.
Us. I love it, dude. Ahsoka. I love. I'm sure I'm gonna love the Ahsoka show. It's just this is also a later thing we'll talk about, but. I mean, we could talk about it right now. Dude, Disney Plus has honestly burnt me the fuck out.
It kind of is. There's too much content. I think I like
it. And I hate saying that because I was one of those dudes that was just like,
more. You're like, just give it to me.
More.
Give me.
But, dude, it's...
It kind of gotten to a point where it's like...
And Marvel, too, man.
Tease me, motherfucker. Drip feed me.
Star Wars is...
Treat me like I'm a hamster.
Yeah. Come on. Fuck. I mean... Star Wars has done it a little better. They've done it better than Marvel. Marvel's done it the fucking worst. And I think some of that irritation is bleeding onto Star Wars. But I mean, like, look, what do we got? Like, let's not even talk about the sequel trilogy. That is dog shit. I'm sorry if you like that. That's fucking ass. By the way, follow us on Instagram, HalfPastSheev on Instagram. I posted a poll on our Instagram. The fans have spoken. The sequel trilogy is fucking shit still. So fuck that.
But the thing is, and I still hold, I don't know if I still hold this. I was going to say before we used to talk about how we always thought the prequels were shit. And then they started adding so.
Yes. Yeah.
Adding so much around it to make it good. It's like, it's still possible.
So I don't think the prequels are shit.
But I don't know.
I think. Right. The prequels have just been so. I mean, I grew up on them.
Well, you know what? To be fair, to give ourselves perspective as well, everybody who said the prequels were shit initially
were like the older.
Were the people who were in the original
trilogy. And now we're those fucking.
Now we're the prequel motherfuckers. And everybody who's in the sequel trilogy is probably like, this shit's good. Everything's good.
Anybody like that? No one's like that.
There could be. There could be.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
I'm sure if I asked my nephew, he'd probably be like, Kylo Ren? Guy's fucking up.
Which, I mean, actually, Kylo Ren is fucking awesome. Cool.
But still.
And Rey's not that bad. Just the way they handled Rey is pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I think, honestly.
I thought she was cool. Okay, we're not talking about the sequel trilogy. Because the sequel trilogy sucked. Let's be fucking real. It's already done.
Yeah.
We've broken this down.
We can't so go many into fucking, what could literally happen.
Go to Spotify. I mean, you're probably on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or whatever the hell you're listening to us on. Go and hit episode one and you'll hear us fucking talk about what we think about it. I mean, Star Wars has mainly been shows. Mandalorian is great. I mean,
what's the last movie that even fucking came out? Was it Last Jedi? No, not Last Jedi. Rise of Skywalker? Or was it? I think it was Rise of Skywalker.
Was it?
I think so. What else? What other movies would have came out?
I want to say you're right.
Because I think Rise of Skywalker came out, and then I think because of Solo, which I believe came out before that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did.
It definitely did. It totally did, right? I think they basically said, because Solo did so bad, they said, fuck it, we're not going to make movies, we're going to start making shows. And then they changed what should have been the Obi-Wan movie into a show.
Yeah, there hasn't been a Star Wars movie since 2019, which was Rise of Skywalker.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
We're through a drought, my brother.
Yeah, but we're not, because we've had...
that's the
Mandalorian was such a success. And The Mandalorian is a very, very cool show. Mando is cool. Grogu is very cool. I really enjoy it, and it spawned, like, the Book of Boba Fett out, which, unfortunately, was dog shit as well.
Yeah, that was not... I can't even say that. I was going to say there was parts of it that was good, but it was just because it was the Mandalorian.
Mando. Fucking Mando. And then Mando episode was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And of all shows from... I mean, it makes sense for all shows of them to bring back Cad Bane. By the way, spoilers. I'm assuming everybody's already kind of watched this, I would hope. Yeah. But if not, I'm sorry. For all shows for them to bring back Cad Bane and then just to fucking like immediately kill him off.
I have a problem with that.
Like, why?
I don't know.
He's so cool. And you brought him back. It'd be kind of cool. Like, I think his live action, I know a lot of people were kind of hating on it. And yeah, they probably could have did a little bit better.
It was fine.
But I think it was fine. Yeah. And then it's like, you just immediately kill him off.
Okay, also, to the appearance, they're not going to make him look exactly like how he looked in the Clone Wars.
No.
Because, like, look at how Count Dooku looked in the Clone Wars. He didn't look like... I mean, he looked like him.
But he wasn't, like, perfect. And you also have to keep in mind...
Anakin, too.
You could also argue because it's animation, first off. And then, second of all, it was also, like, decades before, timeline-wise, exactly. So, like, people were like, he's not the same color blue. It's like, maybe when he gets older, he turns pale.
He's pale. As fuck.
Maybe he hasn't been fucking going to Florida and getting a nice tan. Oh, you know?
Fucking Cad. It's
probably... Come on, Cad. You gotta go to a galaxy far, far away to get a nice tan.
Tatooine, man. Two fucking...
That's true, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait, how is Luke so pale? He's got fucking two sons.
I don't fucking know.
What the fuck?
He's adapted to it.
True. His skin's probably like sunlight, no. Twinkles and say, like a fucking Twilight.
But I mean, like, I'm sorry if I understand the optimistic fan where you just like everything, but like, I've just come to a point where I just can't defend this content anymore. These projects they're making, like. Boba Fett returning has been this thing for so fucking long. Ever since Return of the Jedi, dude, people have... Parks and Rec literally made this whole, like, about, like, him
Didn't
reading
they get
the Return...
Patton Oswalt, who's the guy who's doing the filibuster, to actually write some of it, I thought?
Didn't... I don't know. That would be awesome if he did.
I think they did.
That'd be great. They should have.
I could be wrong.
If they didn't, they should
have. But I think they did with, like... I could be wrong. Maybe that was just a rumor that I heard.
Yeah.
But I remember because the whole thing with the first episode was his hand comes out of the fucking Sarlacc pit. And that was, like, what he said in the fucking thing. But...
Woo! That Japanese whiskey. Whew.
Yeah, hit something different.
Nice and dry.
We also, it's funny because nice we haven't, dry, we probably haven't drinking straight whiskey like this since the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's like going back to it, we're kind of like, oh, God.
You got courage. To, though, man. You got to.
Liquid courage.
That's right.
Liquid courage, my brother. But.
Yeah, I mean, they just, I mean, it's not, dude, it's bad. And the scooter people, the spinning, shooting, dude. Crazy. Like, I don't mind, the Tusken Raider stuff was interesting.
It was interesting. It just, yeah.
It wasn't a good show. This point being,
It was boring at points. Like, it was just.
God, it was rough to get through.
It was kind of rough to get through, I'm not going to lie. And even as, like, a relatively avid Star Wars fan, I don't know if I'm, like. I mean, I feel like I'm pretty fucking into Star Wars, but I feel like I'm not the type that has, like, read all the EU content. I haven't, like, you know, I haven't seen 100% of the Clone Wars, but I know, like, almost every fucking storyline in it, probably.
I have.
So, I know you have.
Pussy.
fuck you. But, so it's, like, stuff like that where it's, like, I feel like maybe if I did read all the EU and shit, maybe I would have been like, oh, my God, this is really, really cool. But
don't you... Okay, it's cool, but don't you kind of hate that when they're like, oh, to enjoy this, like, show, you need to read all this fucking, bunch of books. And
no, I agree.
Mean, I don't know. It's cool same with, because...
Same with, for like, because for us, we could probably understand some of that. It's easier for us to pick up on that because we at least are more into the fandom. But it's like, the regular people, like, some of it might have been critically, well... I know a lot of it probably was critically panned anyways, but just because it was bad. But like some of the, oh my God, this is so good factor for us is because of these characters that are returning or these things that weren't in originally that they've actually made canon. But then it's like, other people don't fucking know that.
Yeah.
So it's like, even I don't, like you were saying, we don't even know everything. So it's like, for like someone like Bella, my girlfriend, she's probably like, I remember watching some of that, and I was like, I was getting like, oh my God, that's fucking crazy. And she's like, Cad Bane.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anyone can argue that just the Book of Boba Fett was not a good show.
No.
Like, what they did, like, nothing they did in the show was like as bad as like the stuff that happened in the sequels.
No. Well, again,
it's just a bad show. It's just not good. Like, it wasn't made. Like, it just wasn't good. And it's really unfortunate because bringing Boba. Like, I'm looking at my Boba Fett pop right now. It's from the Book of Boba Fett. I think you got me that for Christmas.
I did.
It's fucking awesome. I love Boba Fett. I like Boba.
That actually might be from Mandalorian. Actually,
probably.
I don't remember. Either way, anyways.
Yeah,
it looks the same.
It is. Yeah, same thing. Same era. When he came back in Mando, he was awesome. Like. It's just disappointing. Was like,
oh fuck, he's back, bro.
Boba Fett, dude.
And then,
it's just disappointing. And they do Star Wars does a lot of that. And
that's the thing.
I mean,
that summed it up perfectly. You could only just go because it's like you're at a loss of words at this point. I feel like it's like, what is there even to say anymore? It's like. I feel like we're kind of damned if we do, damned if we don't. Like,
that's right.
Yeah, do you want the nostalgic shit? Of course I do. But it's like, but then when you get it, it's not what you're hoping. I don't know if that's something on us because we're thinking like.
It's the fucking people making this.
I feel like it has to be, right? I don't know if it's on us because we're like the expanded universe or all this other cool shit.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy.
Put a chick in it, make her gay and dumb.
Oh my God.
Fucking love South Park.
I've been wanting to kind of watch that South Park episode. I haven't watched it at all.
Fucking love South Park.
I just see all the TikTok and fucking YouTube shorts, like fucking things come by.
Oh my gosh.
What did I say to make my spaghetti? You said to put a chick in it and make her gay and lame.
Gay and lame, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I mean, we've had... Look, I love Star Wars. I don't want to be all negative about it. We've had some gems. Like, I haven't watched Andor. You've told me how amazing Andor is. Wait, also Obi-Wan, too.
And that's
the thing with fucking Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan is the perfect of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan was honestly kind of a bad show.
The last two
but the, all the
three episodes... Yeah. Were the best part of the entire show.
But it was like
show.
Peak Star Wars. You're taking like, this is like overall kind of a bad show, but like all this stuff with like Obi-Wan and Vader, like, oh my fucking God, like more.
Obi-Wan.
More. Yeah.
Like that is probably the most quoted fucking thing on TikTok for Star Wars. Obi-Wan.
Right?
It's
It's so good.
It's so good, but
it had so many, like...
It's surrounded by such subpar, mediocre fucking plot.
Thank you.
Kind of actoring. Actoring, Jesus. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Kind of acting, too. It's like, I don't know, dude. Like, it's been... It's just been rough. And it's like, I think part of the issue is because, at least from reports that I've heard, that was supposed to be a movie. And they decided to take it, fucking expand it, and then... Just fill it with.
Yeah, shit. I don't like this fucking era of Disney Plus shows is killing me, man.
Yeah.
Like, give us a fucking movie. You're bringing Obi-Wan, like, you're telling me we're gonna have Obi-Wan and Vader against each other again, and you're not fucking putting it on the big screen.
You're gonna bring back Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor again. And Hayden Christensen, the first time sent.
And Liam Neeson, right?
Oh my God! Liam
Neeson back in it for a little bit.
Why is it not a movie?
That's
these insane. And these Disney Plus shows, which we can talk even not just on Star Wars, is they are so fucking awful. Like, yeah. Like, look, and when I say awful, it's mainly there are good ones.
It's coming from a place of so much highest
love. I love respect and I love Star Wars. I love Marvel. And they're letting me down, man. They're fucking ripping my heart out and shooting me in the head and hanging me off a building. I am such a fucking nerd for Star Wars. They're being fucking
Homelander and they'll be like, jump.
Speaking of, dude, if The Boys, you never watched that show, you're pissed, you're with us, like, you know what, man? Disney Plus is fucking me over. Cancel your Disney Plus subscription. Get an Amazon Prime thing. Watch Invincible and watch The Boys. That shit is fucking fire.
I haven't watched Invincible, but it's need amazing. To. I know. I've heard it's so good. Amazing. I need to watch Gen V still. Right? Is that what it's called? Gen V?
Yes. Yeah.
I need to awesome watch that. As well. And then I need to... Obviously, when season 4 of The Boys comes out, I'll be watching that shit. So... Man. Yeah, they've...
But yeah, I mean, we did mention Andor. I mean, Obi-Wan was great. Just don't get me wrong. But yeah, like Michael said, just
but again, fucking plot. It's great just to get to the end of it. It's like you have to suffer through so much of it to get to the parts that you actually wanted to see. That is a little depressing. But yeah, it's Obi-Wan just very meh. But again, overall, at the end of it, only because the last thing you see is Obi-Wan versus Vader, you're kind of just like, yeah. But then you remember the rest of it, you're like, fuck. So it's been shitty. But at least Andor was really good. At least I think it was really good.
Yeah, I got to watch it.
Dude, you need to watch it.
That's going to be like kind of the cool
best
thing.
Monologues, I think, in like Star Wars. With
I'm
the
all fucking monologue. Hey, guy dude, from Thor. Rogue One is one of my favorite Star Wars movies
of all time.
It's
so good. And it's because it's so like gritty and like in that kind of like just fucking boots on the ground, bro.
It's so good.
Yeah. And it did one of the coolest things with that fucking monk dude doing being like, I'm with the Force and Force
Vader
with me.
Vader, too.
Oh, dude, and Vader. Oh, delicious.
That's one of the cool things that kind of with this is we'll, now that we're doing this, we're going to watch a lot of stuff and we're going to do some nice, good discussions.
Yeah.
Ahsoka, Andor.
Maybe season 3 of The Mandalorian, finally.
Yeah. For sure. We could watch that together.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck it.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Podcast. But we could be like, it's for the cast, bro. We got to do it.
Right.
We force ourselves to get sit down and do it, suffer through it. But I've heard it was good. But anyways. I feel like the main things we wanted to touch on, though, are the Marvel shows. Because there's been a lot of them.
I mean, yeah. I mean, kind of on the topic of Disney Plus. Like, Disney Plus launched in November of 2019. And... Here we are sitting
really
in
November of 2019.
Yeah, dude.
Holy fuck.
That's around when Mando came out.
Really?
I think it launched kind of like simultaneously or like a month after. Man,
what a way to start, at least, though. Because yeah. Like Mando was a good show.
Oh, my God. The idea.
First season was great.
I mean, the idea of Disney Plus, I was so excited. I'm like, why don't we integrate TV and shows together? I mean, not TV and shows. TV and movies together and make this awesome story because TV shows can be longer and we can flesh a story out a little bit more. Like, but fuck, man. Here we are in March of 2024 and like...
Go back. It's like that fucking meme where like, we want this and we get it. We're like, oh shit, go back.
They could have done it right. Like, now that we're talking about Marvel, like, you look at the shows, like, you look at a show like Daredevil. Netflix is Daredevil and Netflix is Punisher. Those shows, that if now, I mean, the Daredevil show is canon to the MCU now. That's after true. Echo.
Which, honestly, great idea because
great.
That show was already so good.
It's the best thing in the Marvel, in the MCU. It's better than Infinity War. I mean, it's hard to compare.
It's hard to compare a show. A show to a 10-year like cinematic experience, I guess you could call it, or like event, basically. You know, like I feel like nothing for me can compare to Infinity War because it was 10 years of buildup. But at the same time, I get what you're saying.
And that fucking theater experience was insane.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, I feel like I can't put that, I can't compare that with anything because it's just unfair. To the point of like everything was culminating into those two movies, essentially.
Fair. You know what? Let me retract that statement. Let me say Daredevil is the best solo hero project in Marvel.
I can agree with that.
So I would probably say the only thing better than it would be Infinity War, like Endgame. Yeah.
It had its own trilogy, essentially. I mean, three seasons, essentially a trilogy.
It's the best written thing in it, for sure. Yeah, it's so good.
Fucking writing.
And now we have all these just like, like the way they're making these Marvel shows is they're basically making like this, like they're making the same kind of plot they would do for a movie, but they're dragging it out for double the time, and they're like dragging the fucking CGI out, and it looks fucking horrible. Like the budgets on these shows are so fucking big. Like I bet you let me look up the budget for She-Hulk and the budget for like something like fucking, I don't know, Dune 2. Let's see the comparisons, because Dune 2, what I've seen from it, it looks amazing. Like, let me look it up really quick. Okay. She-Hulk's budget, just for a comparison, $225 million.
$225 million? Holy shit.
And Dune 2's budget is $190 million.
190?
Yes.
Wait. So how much She-Hulk's was again?
$225 million.
Holy fuck.
So it's a considerable amount.
But I mean, and that's the thing, it's a considerable amount, but because they had to put it over all these episodes, because how many fucking episodes did it have? Didn't it have like, no, it didn't have 20, did it? Dude, I don't remember anymore. That show was like a fucking blur to me.
Which, I mean, I guess that's a bad, but I mean, dude, like, how does it look? It looks horrible. Like, how does it look so bad? And it's just that, like, that's just kind of what I'm trying to get my point across, is like, it's these long, dragged-out stories along six episodes, shitty-looking CGI. They're just not great, and it's killing me, dude, because I love the MCU. And, like, don't get me wrong. There have been some, like there have been some good shows that have come out. Like, Loki, the first season of Loki is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, It's beautiful. It's awesome. Like, you're gonna laugh your fucking ass off. You're gonna cry. It's the whole fucking show. The
whole package, baby.
It's a great fucking show. But
yeah, like, well, and that's the thing. It's like Loki, I feel like, was such a good season. At least the first season was so good.
And like the beginning of the Disney Plus shows for Marvel weren't bad. Like WandaVision is a solid show.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's the thing. It's like, I feel like as the years have gone by, you're kind of just like, oh, like, you know, WandaVision, like when it first came out, you're like, that was good. It was really good.
I thought it was amazing when it first came out.
Yeah, when it came out, I was like, this is the best thing since fucking sliced bread, bro.
Yeah, right.
And then as it went on, you kind of thought about it. You're kind of like,
Yeah.
Like, it's still good.
It's not as great.
Like,
yeah, it depreciated a little bit.
It depreciated, right. And I think
the fucking Winter Soldier came. I mean, that I really enjoyed that show, honestly. It's just kind of like a fucking like lackluster villain.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like
dragged out. Can we just make this shit movies?
And that's a weird thing, is that like I felt like the shows should have been for like Moon Knight, or it should have been for maybe the beginning of Ms. Marvel, and then you could move her into fucking movies. Or Echo, perfect, like, fine. But, like, doing, like, Loki?
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Loki season one, like,
they did that
already
right.
Said it was good. They did that right. But, like, WandaVision, like, I feel like that would have been a pretty cool fucking movie. Like, with a full-on budget and a full-on kind of, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. It was more dragged out. They kind of had more to work with, which was cool. But, like, I don't know. I feel like it could have been a good movie.
Yeah.
And it's, like, same with Falcon the Winter Soldier, like... That shit would have been a good-ass movie, I think, if they had that shit fleshed out more.
I mean, we'll see with Falcon and the Winter Soldier, with the fourth Captain America, how it really kind of... Because it's more of just like a bridge, but it's like we never needed that bridge for any other movies before. So it's like...
That's the thing. And I feel like that's part of what I feel like is throwing them off, is that the movies felt tighter, so to speak. Like, the stories and everything felt a little bit tighter, neatly wrapped. Whereas with the shows, because you have so much time, they could be a little bit more loose with it.
And we got them fucking week by week, too. So you're like, yes, a new episode of Loki is out. Get the pizza. No, we watch it, and it's like, well, not Loki. That was a bad example.
I know. But I know what you're saying. You know what I mean. I know exactly what you're saying. It comes out, you're like, what the fuck is this? Because it's like, I waited all this time for something cool to happen, and it was just more fucking setup, and maybe like a slight fight.
And
or something
the whole
like
show
that.
Is just set up,
dude. Yeah, it's the whole show is set up because they're doing it like a movie. Yeah. The whole instead of each episode having this kind of like cinematic feel of like here's like the climax of this episode and now it's going down.
Yeah,
and here's the climax of this episode.
It's like this episode is part of the prelude of this, the entire
exactly.
story.
Exactly, this episode is part of the entire buildup.
That's why they should just release it all at once. They shouldn't release it week by week.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, they should have made it just that. Like, if they're going to do
two bites. Just sit down one night, watch first half. Watch or even half. Three bites.
Yeah. Like a really limited, limited series.
Dude.
But yeah, 6 weeks of waiting for that shit. And it's like 6 hours and some of it's just like whatever stuff. It's just, I don't know. WandaVision
was making me drink.
You're making me want to slam these back. But WandaVision was a little bit different because it had such an interesting...
Very unique.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They started off with very cool. unique stuff, and then it kind of just went into this, is just regular Marvel. Why couldn't it have just been a movie?
But I think that what I would have done, and of course hindsight is 2020, man, but the way I'm looking at all the MCU shows right now in front of my face. The way I would have done this is, can this be a movie? If it can't, let's not fucking make it.
Yeah.
And if we really need to make something smaller, let's do what they did with Werewolf by Night. Because Werewolf by Night...
Cool. Like a one-shot kind of thing?
An hour-long, thing. Werewolf by Night was fantastic. Like, I'm going to quickly run through these shows and just say what I think. WandaVision, solid. Yeah. Falcon and the Winter Soldier, solid. Villain, lame as fuck.
Villain, pretty lame. And it's like... They tried to make her human almost in a way, but they kind of fucked it up.
It's
like
fucking awful.
We don't have to go full on into that. But
Loki was great, like we said. Hawkeye is fine. It had very cool moments. Like, I like Hawkeye. I like Kate Bishop, but there were really bad moments in the show, too. So it's very mid.
Hawkeye has
hard mid.
Had the problem that I think Quantumania had the problem with is that it didn't feel like the main character's movie or show.
Yeah,
like the Hawkeye show felt more like other people's show, like Kate Bishop's or Yelena.
But she is
or
Hawkeye.
I get it. No, I get that. That at least makes a little bit more sense. And I guess Ant-Man and the Wasp kind of makes sense. Like fucking Michelle Pfeiffer, Janet Pym, whatever the fuck her name is.
I know
she's technically she was the Wasp. Whatever, I get it. But like it just felt like it was so like. You were expecting one thing, and you got something different, which, again, I don't know, is that on us for the expectation? But anyways, I don't know.
Yeah.
Hawkeye was mid. Yeah, it was whatever. It was,
And Moon Knight.
Best part of it was, I think, Yelena and Kate Bishop just talking to each other. That was
right, mac and cheese.
And they're like, you want sriracha mac and cheese?
Echo was cool.
Echo. Oh, yes.
She was in it,
Yes, I thought you meant his show.
God, I really hate to say this, but Moon Knight was kind of shit.
Yeah.
I love Moon Knight as a character, I've read his comic books. I like Oscar Isaac. I love everything about them, but the show was just very, you know, maybe I need to watch it all in one bite again, or maybe like two bites like I'm saying.
No, actually, I think the one bite actually makes it worse for me, because the pacing was fucking off as hell. Spoiler alert for anybody who hasn't fucking seen it. Again, I'm assuming everybody's already fucking watched it. But with fucking, remember the episode? It was like the second to last episode with like Steven like getting frozen. You're like, oh no. And literally the next episode, 5 minutes in, he's unfrozen. It's like, man, way to let that sit with me. But it's like the only reason I let it sit was
because you sat a week.
I sat a week with it. But it's like,
they can't if you didn't write sit, the fucking shows
yeah,
like that.
If you didn't sit a week with it,
dude,
it would just ruin the entire pacing of it.
Dude, yeah.
So it's like...
Honestly, I would say that Moon Knight was probably the worst project that came out so far of the things I've just listed. I would say that...
I can probably agree with that. And that's the thing is...
But Moon Knight's the coolest character of all of these. All these shows.
I also love the character work they did with the show. I think they did sure. great with the
fifth
whole,
episode,
like,
right?
Was that child the one? Abuse and all that crazy shit? That yeah. was going on. I thought that was really, really interesting. That was
love good child
I
abuse.
Think that's when. Whoa, I think that's when it was doing the best was when it was like talking about the characters. But then it was like they almost had to make it like, oh, don't forget, this is still a Marvel show. So they had to like bring it back and do other shit. It's like they should have stopped it, let it be kind of like what WandaVision was kind of like in something new and different. Maybe don't do like a such a grandiose fucking random end of the world crazy shit going on. Like, I feel like it might have been better if they didn't do that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think WandaVision might have been a little bit better without doing some crazy like witchy fight at the end, because I feel like it was a show. It didn't have to have this grandiose cinematic fight.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was still like cool, I guess. But it was like, I don't know. It's like, I feel like that's what's kind of been like fucking with the shows, because Daredevil was such a grounded like small story, and I feel like these shows have been trying to capture the feeling of a giant cinematic movie and
just shoving it. I know, dude. Moon Knight. Yeah. Fuck.
Sorry. Anyway, that was my whole spiel about Moon Knight, because Moon Knight, I actually enjoyed it, but the more I think about it, the more I'm like, fuck, it could have been better. And that's, I feel like all of these shows is me going, fuck, it could have been better.
And is that just us with crazy expectations?
It could be.
Probably.
It could fucking be.
It fucking probably is.
We might have to make a poll and tell and ask people after this episode.
Yeah, right.
If you listen to the episode, what the fuck do you guys think?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, tune into our Instagram. I'll put some polls up. I want to hear what you guys have to say.
Nice plug. Nice plug.
Yeah, right. But I mean, just quickly, like, Werewolf by Night was amazing.
I didn't see it.
Hour-long episode. It's very cool. Very unique.
And it's so short.
You got to watch it.
I know. You know what actually you don't have up here, which I still haven't seen either, which I feel like I'm going to shoot myself? The Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special. That was Disney
Plus. That's right. That's right.
That was Disney.
Yeah, but dude, that's James Gunn, so we don't even need to question that. You put James Gunn on a fucking project, it's going to be outstanding.
It's gold.
Which, yeah, I mean, we can talk about Guardians 3 in a little bit. But,
oh, shit. Didn't even think about that.
I mean, She-Hulk was shit. Miss Marvel, haven't watched, but doesn't look great.
Miss Marvel, decent. I would say it's pretty good. I liked it. I enjoyed it. It's like, for what it was, what I was trying to be, I enjoyed it. Like, if my niece watched that, I'm sure she'd be like, oh my God, cool.
That you know? No, I do. I mean, I agree with you. Like Miss Marvel, I mean, I do think that's kind of cool where they, you make a project with a certain target audience, and it's not
and
your
that's
fucking
like what She-Hulk,
sweaty 20-some-year-old nerd like us. But
yeah, I think She-Hulk was kind of supposed to be like that, but at the same time,
which
it was
fun.
Very meh. Like,
fucking ass.
Sorry. There were times where I enjoyed it because it was just kind of funny, but like at the same time, I was just kind of like, what was the point of this? What is the point of this $225 million budget for this fucking movie?
What'd they do to the Abomination?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was an Abomination.
I forgot. Oh.
Oh, you saw that, guys? It was a crime.
That was a fucking
cringe.
Crime.
Have you totally watched? Did you watch Secret Invasion?
I was about to say no. I've heard it was
it
so
looks
bad.
Like shit.
I heard it was bad.
So fucking bad.
So I'm afraid
same
to watch
same thing
it.
With fucking Echo, dude.
Dude.
But here we
do
are being
tell
pieces
you what
of
they're
shit.
Gonna do in Echo? Because I got spoiled for
sure,
it.
Sure, tell me.
So,
lay it
spoiler
on me.
Alert
wait,
for
hold
everybody.
On, hold on, hold on. Let me take another sip of this. 12-year-aged, single malt Japanese whiskey.
Yeah, you sip that. You did not.
Lay it on me.
You look like you did not fucking enjoy that at all.
Lay it on me.
So, spoiler alert again for anybody who hasn't seen Echo.
Dude.
We're
going to spoil the fuck out of everything
so
you ever love. So if you haven't seen shit,
Echo, you
don't
assume
listen,
JK, it's supposed
listen,
to be.
Listen.
You assume it's supposed to be a nice street level fucking Daredevil-esque theme because
sure.
she's kind of like Taskmaster, kind of. At least
similar.
In the comics.
Yeah, I mean, she was in Hawkeye, right?
Yeah,
so
and she was in Hawkeye.
Similar
she was
thing.
In Other People Without Powers
she's
type
a
of
known,
shit.
She was introduced into Daredevil
she's
comic
just a
book.
Cool assassin kind
so
of
So you're like,
right?
This is going to be cool. And Kingpin's teasing it. You're like, oh my God, like. This is going to be fucking epic.
You're like, no, the person who doesn't have, like, full-on weird cosmic fucking powers, just a cool
they're
badass
pulling,
girl that
they're
can do
also
fucking
pulling
shit.
From the Daredevil show.
Yeah. Well,
super excited, right?
They decided to do a, like, ancestral plane type of shit with her. And they're basically giving her powers at her, like,
why?
Supposedly, I guess, like, her ancestors
why?
Echo through her. It was basically what they're fucking doing.
Fuck.
And she has, like, some fucking weird hand fucking glowy powers. And I think some of it's, like, possibly super strength. Some of it's,
okay.
like, healing or some shit.
Okay.
And she ends up... Okay, I'm gonna tell you this. Don't be mad at me. She ends up healing Kingpin's childhood trauma.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I've heard. That's what I fucking heard. Then that, like, forces him to be a better man or some shit, or leave something alone at the end of it. I don't know. We need to, I feel like I need to finish it because I need to see what the fuck's actually going to happen.
I mean, we did watch the first episode, which...
We watched the first, like, three.
Did we?
Yeah, we should watch the first, like, three.
It's like half of the show.
Yeah, I think it's like half of it. We're, like, halfway done.
I mean, like, it's not terrible, yeah. But I think it's just our expectations are a part of why.
Well, part of it is, like... I don't know. I feel like they're changing. Some stuff is changing too much. Like, Echo should just be this cool, like, badass assassin lady. Like, the character, the actress, it's fine. Everything was fine.
She's awesome. I love her. I think she looks great.
Why go through and start making her, like, cosmic, or not even cosmic, but, like, mystical, like...
Her fight with Daredevil was fucking awesome.
I thought it was pretty cool. Some people, like, hated it on the choreography. I thought it was decent, honestly. Like, obviously, it wasn't, like, fully Daredevil-esque, but it was a really... pretty good fight, I thought.
I thought it was good. I had no problems with it.
I just feel like, why change that? Like, you should have made it... You should have dug deeper into the street-level character and been, like, Daredevil, Kingpin, and now kind of ground-level Spider-Man. Like, you should have, like, really just went balls fucking deep in this shit.
Yeah, and we love that.
You're like, instead, you're like, let's just make her have some other fucking powers and do whatever the fuck else. It's like... I don't know,
man. Also, this is kind of going back, like, what I'm about to say is going back to what brought us into talking about all these shows individually is, let's look at this project, Echo. Could it be a movie on its own? No? Don't fucking make it. Don't fucking make it. Echo is awesome. Echo can be introduced in a Daredevil project, in a Hawkeye project. But, like, you look at the shows that sucked, it's like, we don't need a She-Hulk show. I'm sorry, we don't need a fucking She-Hulk show.
We don't need
Ms. Marvel. I want all of it, and it could be done, but I guess it's just because we're doing it wrong. I think we're just doing it fucking wrong. That's the thing.
I think it's being done wrong. I think you're taking the mindset of, if you can't do it right, just don't fucking do it, which honestly, I feel you. I feel like what they should have done, and what I feel like they were kind of doing in the beginning, was like, what's a story that, like, isn't something that we want to have, like, a movie, but, like, doesn't need to be an integral part of this, like, canon, but we still want to tell, then they make a show about it. Interesting. Okay, fine. Kind of an interesting thing. Like, Echo, maybe they're like, we want to test the waters. We want to say, is there just an interesting story we can kind of tell here and add, like, it's not a necessity for the canon for you to understand what's going to happen in the movies, but it could be something that you might just want to have extra supplemental fucking stuff to. Mm-hmm. It's like, I feel like that's where they were planning on doing it, and they're kind of doing that, but it's like they're kind of doing somewhat integral things in these fucking shows now, and it's like
you've lost your common audience
with it. And it's like, and like Loki is like such it, especially for that, it's like complete multiversal fucking shit going on in there, literally. And like,
which we're not going to get any of it because fucking Jonathan Mayers is no longer in the fucking MCU.
Yeah, I totally fucking forgot about that too. And yeah, it's just a whole other shit show too. But like that, dude. And then you have like stuff like even like Secret Invasion. I know has a decent amount. There was like some things spawning from Secret Invasion. Like, is there like some rumor that like Rhodey has been a Skrull this whole time or some fucking shit like
that? I think that actually happens in the show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like. Stuff like that is like technically integral to the rest of the movies shouldn't, I feel like, not be part of the shows because it's like you're gonna, like you said, you're gonna lose your audience, and it's like, come on,
they're losing it.
You're already losing it, and I mean, they're still making fucking millions, I'm sure, but like, fuck,
they are. I mean, people will eat it up regardless, but. You know, I mean, I guess to kind of sum up, the Disney Plus is.
I know we've been rambling on this for a while.
And I don't mean this. We love all this stuff. And there's plenty. We'll get to some more positive topics after we wrap this up. Just we've been kind of shitting on Star Wars.
I know, right? We've been sitting here like, we love all this, but it's fuck it all. It's absolute dog
shit.
We could be positive. Guardians of Galaxy 3, great fucking movie.
Dude, Guardians 3. Just here alone. Hold on. Wait. Disney Plus? Dude, I feel like Disney Plus, I think it's been... I just don't think it's done. I think it's done more negative than good.
Negative than positive. Yeah.
Like,
well, and then also, what doesn't help that too is pivoting to the movies now, actually.
Yeah.
Is they're releasing so much, not only content in the shows, but they're releasing so many fucking movies. Like, they were releasing at one point, didn't they release like 3 or 4 movies in a year?
Yeah.
It's like, bro, 2 movies, the, like, max.
And it, I mean, everything we've said about the shows, it's like, just like the quality of the CGI and the writing kind of has been bleeding into some of the movies. Oh, like,
for sure.
I mean, I know I just said we're going to be positive, but like, you take, dude, Ant-Man Quantumania, Thor Love and Thunder, like, those movies were really fucking bad and they should have been really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to get into too much, but like, dude,
it's been a little rough.
And
you know what?
But you know what, dude?
We are over-exaggerating it. The only reason I say that is because just the other night, I was talking to Matt, which has been on the podcast before.
Hey, episode 6 and 8, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But we were talking about it. He was like, oh, about how everybody's talking about, like, new MCU shit, which it kind of has been, but not fully. But I think the reason people think that is because of the shows. Because when you look at some of the movies, at least Phase 4,
sure,
there was a lot of good movies in Phase 4, at least decent movies. Like, talk about, like, Shang-Chi. No Way Home.
Shang-Chi. Hold on, dude. Shang-Chi was fucking outstanding.
I'm looking up, like, Phase 4 really quick. Continue, though.
Dude, Shang-Chi is probably... Let me look up... I'm going to go pop on Letterboxd and look at my list of movies that I got. Dude, Shang-Chi is, I want to say, is my favorite solo. Like, I mean, obviously, I earlier said Daredevil is my favorite, but if we're talking just strictly movies, dude, I love Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi is really fucking
Shang-Chi
good.
Is probably in that. Let's see what we got here.
Pull it up. Where's the Letterboxd, homie?
Got it right here. Shang-Chi is, I would say here we go. So Guardians of the Galaxy, I have them all ranked on Letterboxd. So, you know, you need to do that.
I haven't yet. I will maybe eventually, possibly, probably not. No, that's a lot of work.
Guardians of the Galaxy is my first favorite, like, just solo installment.
Like the original one?
Yeah. Is my favorite of, like, Iron Man 1, Cap 1, Thor 1. Shang-Chi's number 2.
Shang-Chi is a really good movie, I thought it was a really good movie.
It's amazing. And I think we could highlight some of the really good stuff. I mean, yeah. We could probably stop talking about the negatives now, right?
I'm going to read through Phase 4. There are going to be negatives in here.
Negative Nellies over here.
The very first one, which we're already going to be negative on, I already know, Black Widow.
Yeah, I really wanted that movie to be good. And Yelena,
it wasn't horrible. Florence Pugh. You know what actually brought it down? Awesome. Was just the ending. The ending was just fucking horrible.
Taskmaster? Why the fuck would they do that to Taskmaster?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
It just, the ending was horrible. The CG was bad. The ending was just meh. It's like, but the rest of it was like an okay movie.
Mid. It was mid to low for me. That fucking movie
I thought it was like.
Okay. And it was the return of the MCU after COVID.
And Black Widow getting her own fucking movie.
Finally, right?
Yeah. After all this time.
Fuck, man.
But, and then after that, Shang-Chi.
Great.
Which we just said. Great.
Fucking outstanding movie. Outstanding. Honestly.
At least Marvel.
Awesome hero, great actor, funny.
You will probably think different for this, but Eternals, I enjoyed Eternals.
Fine movie. I think it's shit on too much. Good. It's okay.
It's definitely shit on way too much.
I think
it's not like amazing, but it's definitely...
It doesn't do bad. It's like fucking... I feel like it's like the Thor movies. Like, the Thor movies weren't that great, but they don't like fucking ruin the MCU.
Yeah, it's not like they're like... Like, it's not like
I don't even know if that was the best example.
Yeah,
because
some of the Thor movies are pretty bad.
Yeah,
but I get what you're saying though.
It's not like a great movie, and like some could argue it's a kind of a bad movie. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can argue it, and it's again, it goes back to like it's not everybody's cup of tea. But I feel like it was a pretty good movie. I enjoyed it, and then it's like technically they're introducing Blade for the first time. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, I thought it was really good. Again, I wouldn't say it's horrible, but No Way Home, loved it. I thought it was a good movie.
Very good.
I thought it was a good movie.
Very good. Very unique.
Again, I don't remember how you felt about it. Multiverse of Madness.
Madness was better than Eternals, but it wasn't a great movie.
I thought
what they did to the Illuminati was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think that was stupid.
Yeah, you bring the Illuminati whole fucking, back. And then you bring the world's smartest man or whatever the fuck they call him in there.
Just to be a fucking idiot.
Just for him to be like, Black Bolt can kill you with his mouth.
Yeah.
What mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... That
I
was
love cool. Sam Raimi, but it was yeah, whatever. That the was CGI cool. was kind of shit for that movie, too, which was pissing me the fuck off.
It wasn't that bad, but yeah, it wasn't... That kind of, like, maybe started some of the... Well, actually, no, Black Widow started the fucking horrible CGI. That was really bad at the end. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like Multiverse of Madness kind of like was like meh for CGI. Look at us shitting on it. It's probably like horrible people in like a sweatshop trying to fucking make CGI for
Kevin
us.
Kevin Feige's like sitting in these the
like fucking like comfy chairs in a movie theater, being like, "That looked like shit."
Yeah, right.
Over there, like, breaking their back.
It could do better.
Oh my god. And then Love and Thunder.
Absolute garbage.
Yeah, that's pretty meh.
Like, do I even need to tell you how amazing that, like, Ragnarok?
It could have been great.
Ragnarok's my second favorite Marvel movie behind Infinity War.
Ragnarok was a good
And you're taking the follow-up to that, and you're adding Christian Bale as the Gore the God Butcher.
That should have been an instant great movie.
It's fucking great. Just get it out of my face.
That's where I'm like, it's not all sunshine rainbows here, but...
Then it was fucking Black Panther. This one too,
I know,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I know you're not a fan of it.
It wasn't great. It was not good.
I liked it. And part of it, I think, is because me and Bella went to see it so much because she was so, like, fucking enamored with Namor. But I thought it was pretty good. The more I watched it, I feel like, maybe it's Stockholm Syndrome. Maybe the more I watched it, I was like, oh my god, this is a good movie.
Yeah, right.
But, I don't know. I feel like looking at that, it's not as bad as my brain was making it out to be. Because I feel like my brain was like, all these last Marvel movies were just fucking awful. And it's like, it really wasn't. Like, we had a kind of, like, we had, like, a decent one, then kind of a meh one, and then a really good one, and then kind of a meh one. And so, I don't know. But then, at the same time, then you get Quantumania, and you get The Marvels, and it's like, yeah, those are pretty oof. But then you get Guardians of the Galaxy 3,
which is really good. Excellent segue into fucking just James Gunn and his fucking...
Yes.
So, Guardians 3 was amazing. And I think Guardians 3 is a really good example of just, like, the type of movies James Gunn makes. Like, James Gunn has made 4 Marvel things. All Guardians. He's got the special, the Christmas special.
Oh, yeah. I was like, 4? What's the 4th one?
They've all been so good. Like, and he's taking, and you're also giving him characters that, I mean, I'm sorry if you're the amazing Guardians of the Galaxy fan, but, like, they're not huge characters. And I really don't like them that much. But he makes these movies so good and these characters so compelling. Like James Gunn makes movies where you're going to laugh your fucking... You're going to feel the entire range of, like, a human existence. You're going to laugh. You're going to be nervous. You're going to, like, want to cry. It's going to be, like, devastating and heroic.
It truly
You're going to want to scream and cheer. It's fucking epic,
it really
and it's sad,
like,
and it's depressing.
Roller coaster
it's
like, fuck.
So good. And, like,
Guardians 3
dude, Guardians 3
all of that,
was
dude.
The perfect example of that. And it's just, like, dude, Guardians 1 is great. Guardians 2 is, like, the weaker link.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't at the same highs as these other two.
Dude, it's a shame that Marvel's losing him, and it's the tides are turning, man. The DCU EU was fucking garbage, which we're just negative.
I know we're fucking. Hey, you know what? It's cool. We bring the podcast back. Yeah. We have to start with negative shit.
Yeah, right. We're going right into a good thing.
We have alcohol. It's a depressant. It's making us angry.
Right. But the DCU is looking. It's got a bright future on its hands.
Hopefully.
Because the guy, James Gunn, who made Guardians movies, he's taken over with Peter Safran.
Safran? The spice? Sorry, that's a stupid ass joke.
I don't even know. What do they use saffron for? It's a very strange looking spice, too. Yeah, it literally looks like a star.
Like gold-ish.
Yeah.
Looks like a star. What the
kind
fuck
of,
are
right?
you thinking of?
Okay, maybe
like
I'm thinking of
wrong.
But I think that's what it comes from.
Does it?
I've delivered
saffron
food. I had a job.
Non-powdered.
Okay, my thing just... I looked up saffron on Google. It said Saffron Colder, Earth 616. Looks like that's a Marvel character.
What?
That I accidentally
no
just looked
No fucking way. Dude, no fucking way. Oh, it's red. Why did I say gold? Is it? It's red?
No, it's not. I'm tweaking. It's just red. Yeah, I don't know what I'm thinking of.
Dude,
I've delivered
so
many weird
spices.
We were
both wrong. I said it was gold. You said it was a star. So.
Well, now I got to look up Peter Safran.
Peter Safran.
Yeah. That's his name. He's working with James Gunn on the DCU. So the DCU's got a really, really, really bright future ahead of itself. They, I mean, like I said, like, I don't mean to fucking glaze up James Gunn, but like,
oh, just keep glazing him, buddy. Keep glazing him.
Like, man, like, and they gave him the Suicide Squad, and you're like, why the fuck are they making a Suicide Squad movie again?
That's the thing.
And that movie was so fucking good.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, what you were going off of, really, was like, he takes these, like, such, like, ridiculous characters, ones that you just think were, like, probably gonna be super boring, stupid fucking characters to write something about.
Why are we making this?
And then all of a sudden it's like, holy shit. Fucking shit.
I love this character.
You're a genius.
I love Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I wasn't a John Cena fan. It's like, I love this character. And, like, I think the Suicide Squad is the best example of what I was saying about Guardians 3. Like, that movie is so fucking epic. And you're going to get James Gunn, his music, the soundtrack in the movie is so
good. You know, I think that's one of his, like, biggest things is
his music.
He knows how to fucking make a soundtrack.
Dude, kills it.
Man, like, that's what Marvel's sorely been lacking, I think. I remember reading that, like, years ago. There's an article about people being like, Marvel's music is kind of like lacking, like they don't know what to do with their licensed music, but like Guardians knows what to do with their licensed music and know where to put it.
Dude.
And it's like, obviously Marvel's own orchestral and all that, like, it's still been pretty good for, like, depending on character themes and stuff like that, the Avengers theme, but it's like, there are just some scenes that just would work better with something else, and I feel like Guardians has just made such an experience with that kind of shit.
And guess what, like, what do you think James Gunn is going to do when they give him
full Superman? Full reign, basically?
Well, full reign. Full
reign, first off.
Dude, he's making the Superman movie.
I know. And it's like, that's the thing. It's like,
dude, Superman is the guy. You're like, okay, he made these amazing movies with fucking Bloodsport and Peacemaker and King Shark, no shame to them, and Guardians of the Galaxy, and they're so good. What is he going to do with the guy? Like,
it's true.
Like, Superman is the fucking guy. He is the superhero.
Yeah.
It's Superman and Batman. They're the top two, man. No one even comes close.
Oh, Spider-Man's pretty far up there. Come on, man.
He is.
Come on, man. Come on. I like my Spider-Man. But, like, no, but seriously, though. No, I completely get what you're talking about. It's like, he has been working with such, like, small characters that it's like, now that you have this big character, like, what are you going to do?
I mean, he might fuck it up.
But that's the thing. Is he going to fuck it up now? Because with the small characters, you could change some shit and it's not going to matter. It's a minuscule character. Who the fuck cares? But with a major character, you start changing some stuff and people might get a little pissed. Yeah. And that's like, even like some people in Guardians 2 didn't like that they made Peter Quill slight celestial. And I feel like that's because at that point, Peter Quill became a little bit more of a bigger character because of Guardians 1. So I feel like, you know, if he starts taking more creative liberties, are people going to be like, whoa, 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 calm the fuck down, you know?
Yeah. So
that's what I'm saying.
I'm
still cautiously optimistic. But continue. Sorry, you said you think what?
I think he's going to do great. I'm fully on board with this Superman movie. This can be a topic for a later episode, but his map for his DC, the movies he's got going on, they look great. He's got an amazing lineup.
I don't know if I've even seen the map, so we might have to talk about
this later. Yeah, well, stay tuned, guys. You guys want to know all about that? You all about it, but you want to hear what us talk about it.
If you want to know what we think.
Yeah, we'll get
to us it. Us James Gunn Glazers now?
Yeah, right.
Should we just change it to the James Gunn Glazing podcast?
Half past James Gunn Glazing?
Oh, my God.
The cast is so good, and like the way he's doing this universe, not just Superman, he's making it a living and breathing universe. So all this shit has happened in it and we haven't even seen a movie yet. So we're going to jump into a Superman movie that has this rich, vast history that's already happened. All these characters are already going to exist. He's having all these. He has a Guy Gardner Green Lantern is going to be in it. That's technically the second one. I think he might be swapping it, making Guy Gardner technically the first one in this.
Mm.
Guy Gardner is going to be in it. Hawkgirl's going to. There's going to be a lot of characters that are just. They're just going to pop in it. Like, they're going to have already been in the universe. We don't need to go through their origin. Like, all this stuff has already happened, and that's kind of what they're doing. Like, not to talk too much about the DCU, but the Batman movie is going to be it's pretty much like Batman's already going to have his entire like crew with him. We're not going to be slowly introduced to it like MCU style. We're jumping right in. Batman's going to have Nightwing's already going to be Nightwing. So he's already going to have at least had two Robins, because the movie is going to be about him finding out he has a fucking son. He's like, basically the story is like back in the day when he was younger, he slept with Ra's al Ghul's daughter because she's hot as fuck. Talia al Ghul. He did a little thing. And she ended up having his child and never told him about it, raised him in the League of Assassins. Yeah. That's Damian Wayne. He finds out about him, and that's what the movie's about. So what has happened before that? Oh, well, he had Dick Grayson. He becomes Nightwing.
Dick.
Horrible name, by the way.
A horrible name. Richard probably is his real name, but I don't know why he's called Dick Grayson. I don't know why. Back then, it wasn't a whole thing, probably. Yeah, whatever the fuck it was.
I bet people
were less immature back then, I'm sure.
Right. Definitely. But I do fucking do that.
Anyways.
Jesus. I bet you Jason Todd will have already lived and died in the universe. Like, oh yeah, they're going to do thing. Red Hood will be
but are we going to like that?
Yes, it's going to be good. It's going to work really well.
Cuz I feel like that's what we didn't like about Batman vs Superman, was because
they just threw these characters in. It's going to be better.
True, cuz yeah, I mean, you're talking about Zack Snyder, which I don't know. His track record's been a little rocky anyways.
Like, oh my God. Zack Snyder was just on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about how he's just like...
Oh, yeah. He was like...
He's like...
People who think Batman shouldn't kill are, like, stupid. He didn't say that, but, like, he was basically saying, like, Batman shouldn't be able to kill.
Pretty much. And let's see. He's like, DC is making Batman irrelevant if he can't kill, which, yes, I mean, just... I don't hate Zack Snyder at all either. Like, I love Watchmen. I mean, 300's a pretty sick movie.
I actually like Man of Steel is a good movie. That like zombie movie that was on Netflix, it was decent. The one with Batista, they did like a fucking whole heist thing. Army of the Dead, I think it was called.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was called Army of the Dead. I thought it was pretty interesting.
Yeah, story. I don't
just like
hate
a random original movie. Anyways.
But I mean, not to go into the DC too much. Yeah. The Superman movie looks great, man. Like, David Cornsweet is going to be Superman.
What else has he done? Because I've seen him.
Only thing I know he's in is he's been in that Pearl movie.
Maybe that's where. I don't think I've ever seen it, though, but maybe I've seen the trailer.
He looks just like Superman. He looks great. He's going to be
like
great.
I like that they're taking a big guy. I was going to say, I kind of like that they're taking a little bit more of an unknown actor and kind of being like, let's see what you can do, baby.
I'm with it.
But
I mean,
except for Nicholas Holt, which is a known actor,
which that's fucking awesome. Him as Lex Luthor is insane. Yeah. He was on a Inside of You. Michael Rosenbaum, who is the Lex Luthor from Smallville, has a podcast. Yeah. They were just on it together. I listened to it.
I saw like a little like snippet where he's like, you were actually my main Lex Luthor that I knew because of Smallville.
I mean,
like,
me too. Really?
I mean, yeah, kind of same, honestly. So
I mean, dude, it's great. Like, some, I don't know, like, Lois Lane's actress, Rachel Brosnahan. I don't know who she is. Nathan Fillion is going to be Guy Gardner, Green Lantern.
Oh, really?
So, dude, it's going to be fucking great.
That's cool. That man needed to be in like something. I mean, he was in the Marvel universe for like.
He's in the Suicide Squad. He actually was a. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, if I showed you who he was in the movie, you'd be like, oh, he was one of the characters that died. Like,
well, he was in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Yeah, he was that. Yeah.
Like the one random commander, like, dude.
Yeah, sorry.
In the color place, whatever the fuck that was.
But, I mean, like, the Superman movie's going to be great. And yeah, I'm really excited for the DCU to get started.
I'm just so cautiously optimistic with anything superhero. Even Deadpool versus Wolverine, wherever the fuck they're going to call it, is making me, like, nervous.
Same.
So it's like, I feel like anything I hear superhero-wise, I'm just kind of like, fuck. I just don't know how to feel about it. I feel like because James Gunn has not really let me down with superhero movies, I feel like I'm willing to just be like, fuck yeah, it's going to be good. But I just don't want to overhype myself, because that's where I fuck up and I go in expecting something so like fucking amazing, and then I go and I'll be like, oh, that's what we got.
I mean, so the thing is, I am such a DC fucking fan that I have to do it.
Yeah, you're a DC glazer.
I'm a DC glazer, man. Like, dude, I was so like, and the reason why I have so much like faith in this movie is because when you take a director that just knows the character, he's read the source material, he knows how to make a fucking killer movie, like Matt fucking Reeves when he made the Batman. He took that character, and that's what James Gunn is going to do with Superman. The Batman is my favorite movie of all time. It is really? So fucking good. Oh, dude. Favorite movie of all time. The music is awesome. It's
a very good movie.
Like, it's okay, my previous favorite movie of all time was The Dark Knight. But
really? You like it more than The Dark Knight?
Yeah, I just think I love Batman, and it's just more of a Batman movie for me. You know, it's
it
just,
is. You get the detective.
Robert Pattinson is really fucking good. It's awesome. A very,
like, as gritty as The Dark Knight kind of felt, it felt even more grounded.
It's an epic and, like, crime, yeah, like, mystery,
yeah, I agree,
noir movie.
I agree.
It's so fucking good, and the second one's going to be even fucking better. But yeah, man, I'm really excited. There's a lot of really cool movies coming out, and there's a lot of stuff to talk shit about and bash on, but we get a lot of really cool stuff coming out, and it could really, really, we could really have a lot of good movies. Right. And 2025 is going to be really, really fun.
Man, that's so. The thing. It's also fucking far.
It's good. We need a fucking break. God, we need a breather. We need a minute to just breathe.
Yeah, especially with all this other shit that we've had.
We got Deadpool this year. It's fine. Like,
yeah.
But you know what? Like, kind of off topic, but just to get out of our this long discussion of Star Wars, Disney Plus, and DC, and all that
Marvel fucking pop culture shit. What?
There's a tragedy that struck us.
Oh, I'm wearing a shirt about it right now. Technically,
so am I.
Oh. Under the fucking sweater? Yeah.
Surprise!
Surprise, motherfucker.
DBZ, baby.
Yeah.
Akira, we're dedicating this podcast to
Akira Toriyama. Even though we didn't talk a single thing about your fucking shows on this podcast. Fuck, dude. That's such
the
a
man,
boss,
the myth, the legend.
I think he was, I think he was 68?
You know how many people he's inspired? Old, really. You know how many people's lives he's changed? Dude.
He inspired so many shows. Fucking One Piece. Oh, shit. I know One Piece, that creator's talked about, like, how much, like, of a fucking impact he had on him. Naruto had, like, a massive impact. It's, like, all these fucking, like, manga, anime, and some other even fucking, you know, shows and shit were so, like, so changed by him. So it's, like, it's
dude,
so,
not
like,
even
crazy.
That. Dude, even just, like, the impact he's had on people's lives.
Yeah.
Just, like, fans of the show. Dude, like, I don't know if this is cringe, but, like, I find, like, I love these type of characters, like, someone like Goku or Vegeta or, like, fucking Spider-Man or fucking Superman. They inspire me to be, like, a better person. In a
no,
I kind of,
agree.
Like,
I don't think it's cringy at all. Fuck anybody who thinks that's cringy,
fuck
honestly.
Fuck you!
I agree. Well, especially, like... I
and
feel
Goku
like,
and Vegeta are such good characters! And Goku just inspires you to just be the best possible person you can and
just work
fight
fucking
on
hard, bro.
For the,
and just
fight the good fight, dude. Yeah. And just all the good he's done by just writing a character like that and experiencing the life that he experienced to just put together these characters. And then you have fucking Vegeta, which is just like, he is so much better than Goku. He's so much
fuck
cooler.
You, fuck you.
He's so
no,
much
fuck
cooler.
You.
They're so cool, but just Vegeta is just like, oh my God.
The pride of the Saiyans. The pride of the Saiyans. Prince of all Saiyans.
God.
Yeah.
But it's a real tragedy and real. How old was he? Do we know?
I'm pretty sure he was 68. I think he passed it.
God, that's
which is
fucking
like,
early, dude.
It's like early, right? Like that would mean that your middle age was like 34. Like,
dude, that's
I
rough.
I don't know. I
that's
feel
early.
Like,
that's early.
I feel like middle age.
I would
age
say
is more
80
like 40.
Is like if you died at 80, you'd be like ah.
Yeah, I feel like
68. Fuck, man.
I had 68. Like, fuck. Yeah, that's like really fucking young, dude.
We gotta watch. We gotta throw a Kai on or something. Yeah.
I need to show you all of it. I need to show you the rest of it. We gotta catch you up on everything.
I know.
I know you've already talked about basically like seeing all of the fucking things on like TikTok at this point.
Yeah.
But we gotta fucking finish all of it.
Dude.
Because fuck, man.
It's too bad. But anyways. Well, rip him. This podcast's episode is dedicated to
Akira Toriyama.
That's right. Well, I mean, in worse news, I guess Jake Paul is fighting Mike Tyson.
Oh my God.
What the fuck, dude?
What kind of fucking segue was that?
Dude, what the absolute
I
fuck is going on with this
even
world?
About that, dude. Everything's going down. Everything's horrible.
Why?
God, we were trying
why
to be positive.
Fuck.
Fuck.
And you know what's even worse? We saw Madam Web this week and forgot about that. Holy fuck, was that bad?
Man, the unholy trinity just fucking happened this week. Holy
goodness, fuck, goodness Christ. Ezekiel Simmons. never sleeps.
Spoiler alert for everybody who hasn't seen Madame Web. Don't fucking go see it. It's awful. Just it's a horrible movie.
I mean, go get drunk and go see it. You'll have a good time.
Yeah, probably.
Get yourself a bottle of Suntory. Yamazaki 12. Sneak it up your asshole into the theater.
Don't get Yamazaki 12. It's fucking expensive.
Yeah, that's right. We only drink the good shit at half. We'll probably never buy
this bottle after.
But, yeah, dude, Madam Web is fucking horrible. Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is atrocious. Like, what a fucking world.
Dude,
what a fucking world. Akira fucking died. Like, what are we going to do, man?
I don't know.
We're being so negative right now. What's going on?
I don't know. Fuck.
Fuck, man.
We can't end it like this.
We're not ending it like this.
Oh, fuck. So look up something good. Look up good news for the week. Fuck.
I don't know.
I need to be inspired. And we watched Life Iron Claw. Didn't we watch Iron Claw this week?
No! We watched fucking Iron Claw. Was
such a depressing
Holy
movie.
Fuck. I was expecting... I don't know. I've never really been a huge fan of WWE. And I didn't really know what was the family's name? Fuck.
Oh my god, I can't remember the family's name. It was, wasn't it Kevin was the main guy, right? That was like the only surviving son, I think, right?
The Von brothers.
The
Von Erich brothers.
Von Erich, yes.
So I kind of thought it was going to be like a Rocky type movie, and we watched this motherfucker, and
we're like, dude, oh my god, it's going to be such a
I was
movie.
Just depressed.
Yeah, I think Kevin was the only guy that survived. Man, that was such a fucking depressing movie. Especially because we knew nothing about the story. We're going in and it was like, man, I'm ready to be inspired. And all we got was depressed. God damn.
It was a really good, like, I was telling Lauren, my girlfriend, about this. I guess it's only the two. I want to say, like, I'm here for these, like, I don't know the word, like, cringier, like, childhood actors, like, not childhood, but, like, for example, like, Zac Efron, High School Musical, Robert Pattinson, Twilight.
These,
like,
other actors,
these
that,
guys
like,
are, like, in
they
these,
were
like,
typecast in these, like, cringe old,
movies.
Like, oh my god.
But they're
kind
fucking
of
just emerging into these amazing actors. Like, holy fuck, Zac Efron was so good in it. Oh my god.
He was actually really fucking good in it.
Dude, and our homie from The Bear, Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen White.
Dude, speaking of, how good of a show is The fucking Bear?
Fuck, we're gonna have to cut the... Alright, you know what? I think we have to fucking cut this off soon. We need to have the fucking Bear on the next episode. We need to talk about that shit because
it's
a good ass
fucking
show.
Hey, you heard this here. Next week, The Bear.
The Bear?
Da Bears.
We should fucking actually get into Madam Web because I feel like, you know what? Tell us if you want us to hear talk about fucking Madam Web. I have a feeling you will want to because.
Yeah. Nah, fuck it. I want to talk about Madam Web. You want to talk about it right now or is it too much?
No, I think it's a little too much right now.
Okay, yes.
You know what? We gotta save some
How
content.
Long are we going right now?
What's
going
we're at on? Like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah, that's too... we can't go into Madam Web right now.
Yeah, I think we're good for right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, hey, look, we'll do next on Dragon Ball Z, dude. And next time on Half Past Sheeve.
That's pretty good.
Madam
next
Web.
Time on Half Past Sheeve.
Yeah, right. Madam Web and the Bear. I don't fucking know.
Fuck, man.
Well, who knows what comes up with any of these fucking episodes, but hey, life is great.
Life is great.
Hey,
after we talk about this depressing.
Hey, nah, dude, you know what? We got great stuff on the horizon. We're here to critique it. It's fun to hear you. Like, I don't know. It's fun to talk shit about
I hope you're
stuff,
enjoying
you know?
It. Just talk random fucking
yeah,
shit about all
this. I mean, dude,
stuff,
we love. Dude, look at me. I'm the biggest fucking Marvel, Star Wars, DC. Fucking fan of the planet.
Yeah, he's a fucking nerd.
I'm gonna critique the fuck out of him. So that's just how it is.
Yeah, fair.
But
it comes from a place of love.
Okay. I love it. And please, hey, if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, please follow us on Spotify, follow us on Instagram, @HalfPastSheev. Give us a 5-star rating or whatever you think. Give us a fucking 5-star rating on Spotify. Please. Please.
And please interact. We
yeah,
want
come on.
To hear from
yeah,
you guys.
Follow the Instagram, guys, because I'm really active on the Instagram. I put polls up. I'm going to do topics of the episodes. You're going to interact with us. If you want, we will literally talk about what you message us, what we talk about on the podcast. There are some things that I do need to check that we'll bring up for next episodes that I've interacted with some people. We got a good group right now. And get in the group. Like, we have some fans from our, like, I guess, previous run on the podcast that have they're still following us, and it's awesome. Like, we have a little group going, and it's only going to grow. So just stick with us, and we appreciate all of you. very much. But just thanks for listening.
We'll see you in the next one.
See you next. Hopefully, we'll see you next week. That's right.
Man, fucking life, bro. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. See you soon, guys.
You said what?
It's worse without the
ice. It's so much fucking worse without the ice.
Let's go.